Allow me to introduce you to Jean Daire, and right next to him, Eustache de Saint-Pierre and Andrieux d'Andresse, three of the six figures who make up the monument, the Burghers of Calais. Before speaking about Jean Daire, I'd like to tell you the story of this monument. In 1885, the city of Calais commissioned a monument to commemorate the heroic acts of the residents of Calais during the Hundred Years' War. During the siege of the town in 1347 by King Edward III of England, he offered to spare the city if six notables were yielded up to him, dressed in sackcloth and bare feet, and with a rope around their neck, to present him with the keys to the city. Rodin chose the moment of greatest tension, when the six burghers were convinced that they were going to their deaths. These larger-than-life figures are shown with individual features. Only their heroic decision unites them. Unlike many public monuments of the day, the group is not shown in an imposing pyramid structure, but rather horizontally. The contrast between the men's noble gesture and the simplicity of their depiction creates the group's powerful expressiveness.
I hope you have enjoyed this visit to Rodin's studio. We invite you to continue your exploration of sculpture by visiting the many examples on view in the permanent collections of the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts.